also requires a surrender of self to God, because if we are living at the moment contrary to God's will, then God would require us to come back into harmony with His will. I'm always fascinated when people believe that grace is a ticket to heaven. If God, through the devil and his angels, out of heaven because of transgression, is it logical to open the back door and to allow sinners to come in via the back door and populate heaven again? Wouldn't you be perpetuating the problem? If sin has to be removed from heaven, then sin will have to be removed from the soul temple before it would be safe to permit an individual back into heaven. God is on trial. God threw the devil and his angels out of heaven. Admittedly, many sided with God, many of the angels. And the devil and his angels fought, and Michael and his angels fought, and the devil prevailed not, and he was thrown out of heaven. So the heavenly realm was cleansed from this thing that had intruded, this thing called sin. Surely, God cannot permit sinners, unconverted sinners, to come back into heaven. Surely, if we are sinners, logic requires that by the grace of God and the intervention of God in our lives through the process of sanctification must purge us from our wickedness. Doesn't David say that? Doesn't he say, "Purge me with hyssop, wash me that I may be clean, that my thoughts may be clean, that my deporum may be clean"? I want to be righteous. I want to be right with God. A religion that allows people to continue as they had before they were converted is not a religion that we find in the Bible. So this issue of right and wrong, this issue of law and grace, these are very, very important theological issues. So if Jesus paid the price, and Jesus requires the death of the individual in him and a resurrection in him so that we may be renewed in our mind and in our thinking, so that we may be safe inhabitants of heaven. Surely the angels will ask Jesus, "Lord, if you threw out Lucifer and all of his angels, what guarantee do we have that these people that you died for and that you redeemed will be safe in heaven and that sin will not raise its head a second time?" Jesus would have to guarantee and say, "These people have been inoculated against sin. They find sin abhorrent. They have been transformed and they have permitted me, not by coercion and not by force, but of their own free will, to purge this thing called sin from their systems."